I heard my name pronounced as no one had said it in years, like a person might say the name of an exotic species. Rising into a question, but mastered. Subtle aspiration, short vowels and all. As if it had been breathed in private again and again, until it could roll off the tongue with startling casualness. No other sound in all the Spanish Quarter. Not a woman screaming bloody cheater or a gun popping with the thrill of vendetta could have made me turn away from the murmuring fireplace on such a cold night. There stood a boy, a man. His mouth tightened like he'd said his bit, and now it was my turn. His shirt was tucked in at the waist, rolled up at the arms and strained at the heart. A handy breast pocket barely managing a pack of cigarettes. Nothing like the other guests, who with their fake piercings and dreadlocks and pasty skin tried to cover up the wholesomeness of their childhoods, spent frolicking at the beach and eating potato gnocchi. Despite the hour, their sweet scent of patchouli and thrift shops and hashish still hung in the kitchen, fusing with wafts of flat beer and saffron risotto. Clearly he wasn't from our tribe of linguists, the centuries-old Istituto Universitario Orientale. So easy to get into, and so much harder to graduate from. Yet there he was, as still as the water of a deep lake.
"Here, I made this for you," he said, fishing something out of his jeans pocket.
Definitely a southern Italian accent, if not Neapolitan. His hand quivered. A slight ruffle as he handed me a cassette tape in its homemade case. Per Heddi, it read, beginning with a capital H and ending with an inky splash, the dot on my long-forgotten I. This threw me. It was actually the spelling of my name that derailed its pronunciation. For then it was easy to take it to its literal extreme, with the melodramatically elongated E and the D duly hardened by consonant doubling, which Southern Italians took so very much to heart. That the H was ignored was entirely forgivable, for in Naples breathiness was reserved exclusively for laughter.
"As in Eddie Murphy?"
people would ask, and I would simply nod. I didn't mind, really. Hetty was before, and Eddie was now. "Music?" I asked, and he merely nodded awkwardly, his knuckles taut over an empty beer bottle. My back was warmed by the erratic dance of the flames and by the oblivious laughter of the friends I affectionately called the boys, I ragazzi. That I belonged there too and could turn back toward them at any time made me feel undeniably safe, a privilege that all of a sudden I perceived as unfair. Downstairs, the front door shook with a thud, probably the last of the guests staggering out, and my gift-bearer looked jolted by the awareness that the party that had been whirling around him earlier was now gone. He tried to hide his embarrassment, but I felt it all the same. A painful pinch followed by my own regret at being, once again, the only one sober.
"It's probably getting late," he said.
"I guess so, but there's only one clock in the whole house.